EasyJet, EasyJet, okay, I can live with that. Look, there are two problems with that thesis. The first is that the model is changing. If you remember when the Airports Commission was set up, it was about where to put the hub. And by halfway through the process, it was, do we need a hub? And the question therefore became Heathrow versus a network. A competitive network. And that's because the more the Commission looked, and by the way, I'm a critic of almost everything the Commission did, but the more it looked at the model, it could see that that model was changing. The number of business flights has been going down year after year, not because of the credit crunch, but long before, because people are using technology. The number of transfer flights across Europe, not just this country, is going down and down and down as well, because people are choosing to fly point to point. If these trends continue, and there's nothing to suggest they won't, given that the biggest orders for aeroplanes are point-to-point aircraft, not transfer aircraft, it suggests that we don't need a mega hub. So the model is changing. What you're saying, Andrew, may have been correct 25 years ago. It is not going to be correct 25 years from now. But let me make one other point. This is a political issue here as well. I have been in debates in Parliament around this. I've noticed that when the Boris vision, I couldn't be a bigger fan of Boris's, but when his vision is put to the floor of the House of Commons, where MPs are asked to debate it, there's never been more than five people in Parliament supporting it. Now, if you're going to get a project of that magnitude off the ground, if you're going to make it happen, you need deep and wide consensus within Parliament. That's been reality around HS2. If you remember when Ed Miliband said, you know what, we're not that hot on HS2, David Cameron very cleverly immediately said, fine, we'll drop it. We'll drop the whole thing because it can't proceed unless we have cross-party support. And within a minute, Ed Miliband was back around the table saying, actually, we do quite like it. Let's not kill this program here. You need cross-party support. You need deep support. And I totally disagree with Andrew. If we pinned our hopes on the Thames Estuary Airport, we would inevitably end up with Heathrow because we'd lose that candidate. And if the default position is Heathrow expansion, that's what would happen. So politically, I don't think we could be more wrong.